Shalom Aleichem, everybody. This time of year, during Sfiras HaOmer, we focus so much on Sfiras HaOmer, on the mitzvah to count the Omer, as well we should. And we focus so much on self-improvement and how to be worthy to receive the Torah, as well we should. And we focus so much on the halachos of mourning, on what happened to the students of Rabbi Akiva, and how we can avoid that and work on achdus, as well we should, of course. But our focus in this series is also very, very important. We're focusing on the Korban Omer. Remember that every day that we count the Omer, we think, among other things, about how many days it's been since we did not bring the Korban, unfortunately. And many people have the minhag, after they count the Omer, to say, HaRachaman hu yachazir avodas beis hamikdash limkoma b'meheira v'yameinu. We ask Hashem to return the avoda to the beis hamikdash. So there is this strong connection always and during Sfiras HaOmer to think about and to focus on the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's take a look at what exactly the Korban Omer is and how it is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. In today's 5-minute Mikdash, we have to introduce the Korban, and in the next one, Zemir Tzashem, we'll get into more specifics of what the Korban is and how it's brought. The Korban Omer is commanded in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Emor, beginning in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Tes. The Torah tells us there that on the day after the first day of Pesach, a special kind of Korban Mincha must be brought. That's the Korban Omer. Our Sfiras HaOmer begins on that day, the day the Korban Omer is brought. The Korban Omer is a Korban Tzibur. In other words, not every single person had to bring this Korban, but the Tzibur collectively has to bring one Korban on the day right after Pesach. Most menachos are brought using wheat flour, but the Korban Omer is one of the rare menachos that is brought using barley flour. In order to take a look at how the Korban is brought, it's important to take a very short detour to note that the wording that the Torah uses to tell us when the Korban Omer is to be brought is at first glance a little bit strained. The Torah says in three different psukim in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel that the Korban Omer must be brought mimacharas HaShabbos. And if we read that literally, that means that the Korban Omer has to be brought mimacharas HaShabbos on the day after Shabbos. In other words, if we take these words literally, the Korban Omer can only be brought on Sunday every year, no matter when Pesach falls out, on the day after Shabbos, after Pesach. As we'll see in a minute, that is not what the Torah means, but it's an important detail that informs some of how the Korban Omer is brought. Why? Because the Tzdukim and the Baitusim, Tzdukim and Baitusim understood those words indeed. Mimacharas HaShabbos, they understood those words literally. The Tzdukim and Baitusim were sects of Jews during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash who believed in Torah Shebichsav, but not in Torah Shebaal Peh. And one of the things they said was that Mimacharas HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos, after Pesach. So that means, according to them, that the Omer was always brought on a Sunday. Sfiras HaOmer always started on a Sunday, and Shavuos, 7 weeks later, always fell on a Sunday. That's what the Tzdukim and Baitusim said. We, of course, do not subscribe to that philosophy for a moment. We believe in Torah Shebichsav and in Torah Shebaal Peh. And Chazal in Maseches Menachos, beginning on Daf Samachayim Aleph, have a lengthy discussion and bring many, many proofs to show that Mimacharas HaShabbos means on the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach. Therefore, the Korban Omer can be brought on any day of the week as long as it follows the first day of Pesach. As a side note, we can ask, if the Torah wanted to say that the Korban Omer is to be brought on the day after Pesach, whenever that falls out, why indeed did the Torah use the expression Mimacharas HaShabbos? I won't go into that now, but if you're interested in hearing a couple of ideas on that question, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, it's important to know this idea and the story of Mimacharas HaShabbos and how Chazal understand it and how the Tzdukim and Baitusim understood it, because in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, Chazal were very, very concerned that the Tzdukim would infiltrate the Beis HaMikdash and do Avoda there. And Chazal were also interested in performing the Avoda in a way that showed very, very clearly that we do not follow the Tzdukim and Baitusim, that we follow the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And we'll see, Amir Tashem, this is going to come out in a number of places when we look at the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see it on Yom Kippur, we'll see it on Sukkot, we'll see it in other times. And as we speak about the Avoda of the Korban Omer, this idea of doing things in a way specifically not like the Tzdukim and Baitusim comes up in a number of ways. And we will see that, Amir Tashem. So that's the introduction to the Avoda of the Korban Omer. In the next 5-minute Mikdash, we will, Amir Tashem, begin discussing the specifics, how the Korban is prepared, and how it is brought. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.